It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. The Plan B After Show podcast. Brock, Hunter, what's going on?
Whip it. Whip it good.
Into shape. It's not too late. All right. Starting it with Devo. Of course, as always, your Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Gilson, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Riding season pretty much here, right around the corner. Make sure that your motorcycle is tuned up, ready to go, so you don't miss out on any of the gorgeous days where you can hit the road on two wheels. We'll hear a word from Gilson in just a little bit. Right now, though, it's time for Fact and Opinion. One awesome fact, one dumb opinion. You do what you want with it. We don't give a shit. Who cares? Who cares? Let's see.
See, I was just admiring my bullwhip that's up on the wall.
Oh, my God. You have it hanging up on the wall. It's sad. That's sad. Your sex whip. Let's see. Well, this
is... just in case you need it. You know, if a robber comes, I need it on hand. Grab it right off the wall.
I got two of them. Yeah, and let's do this one. I want to rant. Okay, so in Europe, Cool Ranch Doritos are called Cool American Doritos.
Opposed to what? Stupid American Doritos.
Here's what kills me, and I'm getting kind of sick of this whole Americans are fat, stupid, and lazy thing that a lot of Europeans lean on. Like, I remember seeing this photo, like, oh, here's the American food aisle at a convenience store in Europe, and all it was like all these fatty foods, like ranch dressing and like cereal and candy and everything. You know what? Fuck you guys, all right? Here's the thing. They literally take breaks during the day to have tea and, like, cookies. Like, that's a big thing for them. I don't know. I'm kind of over this whole European view of Americans, you know, like this and cool American Doritos. Like, why can't you just call them cool ranch? Like, you guys don't enjoy ranch over there? Shut up. You know what I mean?
You know,
yeah.
It kind of makes me worried, to be honest with you, man. And I was almost thinking about this the other day. Is you think the view upon American has changed throughout the years? It was like, I think it initially started when I saw a picture of when France, they built the Statue of Liberty and it was getting ready to be sent over to America. Mm-hmm. Like, who the fuck would do that now?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just like the view on America from since, like, you know, the world wars to now has completely almost changed.
You know, and I'm not saying that we're perfect over here. We're far from it. But I just, yeah, I'm getting...
Sucks.
I told you that one time, the one thing that sticks out with me, and whether he was joking or not, but the lead singer of Volbeat, I asked him this one question. I've told this before. And so, because they're from, where are they from?
Finland.
Is it Finland? Yeah. Anyway,
Finland, yeah.
Or something like that. But anyway, I was like, what's the biggest difference touring over here as opposed to touring overseas in Europe? And he said, well, the country is bigger and the people are bigger. And I kind of laughed. I kind of did like, mm-hmm. He's like, no, it's serious. And I'm like, just like, all right, fuck you, dude. You know what I mean? Like, like, all right, sorry that we here are paying money to see you and then you insult us, you know?
Like, you know,
he can't tell me we're that much worse. Aren't we? Isn't it all coming to light that the royal family is a bunch of racist, you know, jerks after that interview?
You know? Said, nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. Because, I'm sure there's a lot of things within Finland we could talk about, too.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, of course, there's certain things with anything, but just that
shitty
whole
thing, though. He's not wrong.
I mean, we are, but also, you know, the overall numbers can't be that much worse than over there. I've seen a lot of fat Europeans, too. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I think, though, in general, you should look that up. Is there how would you even word that? But I think I have seen a stat, dude, and it is fucking scary, dude.
It's bad. Obesity rate. In America. Let's
see
here.
How much fatter America is than the rest of the world. Dude, it's scary.
It's the U.S. adult obesity rate stands at 42.4%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, let's see obesity rate in Europe. Let's see. According to the World Health Organization, Europe has the second highest proportion overweight or obese. 39% of men and 40% of women over age 18 are overweight.
Oh, okay. So America's first at 42, then 40, 39% coming in at second.
And this share rose above 58% in Europe and the Americas. So exactly. It's not like they're like, oh, yes, we're super skinny and healthy. So
right.
I don't
it's
know.
It's not that much different.
Yeah, it's just that whole mentality right now that's been slowly getting worse and worse is, yeah, the big, stupid, fat Americans mentality. I'm kind of over it. I'm kind of over it right now. You know?
It's because you're used to it. Because everywhere you go,
I mean,
there are a lot. I mean, I'm sorry, guys, if you've gained weight over quarantine, everybody's gained weight over quarantine. Don't feel bad, but you know, you do. I will say it. You see less tens walking around. Since maybe I was just more horny as a kid.
That's what it was. As a younger man, I think you cast a wider net, is what it is.
So, yeah. You know, gotta be it,
but
right?
Yeah. Cool American Dorito. Shit, just call him Cool Ranch. What are you trying to do? What are you trying to prove with that one? So, yeah. I just kind of wanted to rant on that. And I see a lot of it on Reddit, too. Just a lot of people poking at America. All right. Did you guys forget that we came over and saved your ass back in World War I and World War II? Do you remember that?
Damn it.
Yeah.
Remember that? Don't forget that.
Why don't you show us some goddamn respect, Europe? How about that? Or otherwise,
keep
we're going
to... coming in over here and enjoying our fruits.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry that we invented Cool Ranch Doritos, motherfuckers. All right, how about that?
You don't see any cool European Doritos.
Yeah, yeah, you know why? Because you don't have it. You guys eat beans and sausage for breakfast. Get out of here. Get out of here. Anyway, we love you over in Europe. Just stop picking on us so damn much, okay?
Right, for God's sakes, yeah. We get it.
God's
we're
sakes.
Overweight.
Yeah, all right, we're trying. All right, we just started the new Billy Blanks Taibo class, okay? We're working on it. We're working on it. Anyway.
Dude, there's a McDonald's on every fucking corner you look at.
Hey, they love McDonald's over there, too, the bastards.
It's true.
All right.
Just don't have as many.
All right. Love you guys, especially to our brothers over in the UK. Hey, we love you. We love you. Okay.
Yeah, we love you guys.
All right. That's going to do it for the Plan B After Show podcast. Thank you so much for hanging out. We'll see you next time with another fact and opinion. Here's a word from our sponsor, Gilson Cycle.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.